Breakfast with Spanky, 7:30 to 9:30 on RDU 98.5 FM.
17 and a half degrees. And Jeanette Fitzsimmons, she's constantly been ranked New Zealand's most trustworthy politician, and she's become known around Parliament as almost the kindly wise grandmother, even though I still think she looks pretty good for her age, actually, in her 13 years that she's been an MP. I'd like to welcome her onto the show. Good morning, Jeanette.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us this morning. So yesterday you announced that you're going to be leaving Parliament, which I guess we all knew was going to happen sometime with you stepping back from leadership of the Greens, but it must feel pretty weird.
Oh, it feels great, actually. It feels like it's the right time for me and it's the right time for the party. Obviously, we've been planning this transition for some time, and Gareth is ready to come in as the youngest member of the House of Representatives, and that'll be great, give young people a feeling that they've got a real representative in the House. And he's a very experienced Greenpeace campaigner, knows a lot about climate change. I think he'll be a real good addition to the team, and I need a bit more time to do other things in my life.
So you've got some other plans and other things on the boil. Are you going to spend more time with family, or what are you thinking?
Well, I want to put some real time into the farm, which I haven't been able to do much over the last 13 years. I want to go and see my older son, who's been living overseas for 10 years. And I've promised myself I'll make no decisions about future work for 6 months while I have that break. I'm calling it my gap year. It's actually a gap 6 months. I didn't have a gap year after school, so I reckon 65 is a good time to have a gap year.
No, that's fair enough.
And then I'll be looking for new ways to contribute on the same issues that I've always worked on.
So what do you think the biggest challenge that you faced while you were doing your 13-year stint? I mean, there were some massive things, like with Rod Donald passing, and there's also the Labor Party sort of screwing over the Greens a few elections ago. What did you find the most challenging moment?
Well, certainly the most difficult moment, the low point of the whole thing, was Rod's death.
Yeah.
But, you know, the team pulled together amazingly and survived, as he would have wanted us to. And I think we proved that the Green Party are not dependent on any one leader, and that it is a grassroots-based movement that will carry on regardless of who's at the helm. There were some... it's always bad watching the work that you've done being repealed by a new government, so that wasn't a pleasant time either. There have been ups and downs all the way through, as you would expect in politics.
The thing that is interesting about the Green Party is your ability to work across party lines. You know, you seem to be committed to just trying to influence whoever's in power or whatever works. What do you feel was your greatest sort of coup, your greatest maybe unexpected success in the 13 years that you were doing work with the Greens?
Well, the first one would have been getting my energy efficiency bill through its first reading when the government was determined to stop it, but Jenny Shipley's government was reliant on 13 independents, and I persuaded 3 of them, which was all I needed, that the bill was a good idea, and in the end Jenny Shipley couldn't stop it and ended up voting for it so as not to lose a vote in the House. And then towards the end of my career, persuading first of all the Labor government to set up a $1 billion fund for home insulation as part of the emissions trading scheme, and then when National repealed that and said it was a really silly idea, persuading them that home insulation was not a silly idea, and getting the current program to do 180,000 houses in 4 years, which is absolutely going like a bomb. I guess that's probably the most tangible thing for the ordinary lives of New Zealanders right here and now.
You must be an incredible persuader, Jeanette, to be, you know, to go like that. They must get nervous. Here comes Jeanette. She's got those golden tonsils.
Well, John Key yesterday described me as fearsome, which I thought was quite a compliment.
But, fearsome persuader.
No, I actually think that we could do a lot more working across party lines by understanding where the others are coming from and trying to meet them on their ground. And
yep,
we've done quite a lot of that. I mean, we've had to do that working with Labor over 9 years. We've done it in a few instances with the new National government, although I have to say there's less scope for it now than there was.
Copenhagen went about as bad as it could. What gives you hope about green issues right now off the back of that?
Well, it's certainly not hope in governments. You know, governments have failed. They have dropped the ball. If we're going to survive climate change, it's going to be because the people take action and end up picking up governments by the scruff of the neck and saying, we will not let you drop this ball again. Civil society is doing heaps. An international organisation started an online petition to governments during the last week of Copenhagen, and they got 13 million online signatures to that petition in 2 days. You know, more and more people are waking up around the world, and they're starting to take action in their own lives. A lot of people are looking now at how they can reduce their carbon footprint, how they can live more simply, grow more of their own food, drive a smaller car, drive a car less, use a bicycle, save energy at home, all of that stuff, maybe even eat less meat. And a lot of businesses are starting to take it seriously as well. They're measuring their carbon emissions, which is a good first step to managing them, and starting to see that there is a market for products that are produced in a clean and environmentally friendly way.
What do you think New Zealand's next big challenge is going to be over the next 10 years?
Well, I think the biggest challenge to the whole world over the next 10 years is going to be oil depletion. The fact that we are around peak oil now, and it's simply not going to be available in the same quantities or at the same prices in the future, and we should be preparing for that. And government doesn't acknowledge it at all, but a lot of people are starting to realise they need to prepare for a time when there'll be a lot less oil. Climate change is probably going to take a bit longer than 10 years to really kick in and start causing major devastation, but of course the lead time's so long, but what we do right now determines what will happen in 20, 30 years' time. So we need to watch out for that one. But I actually also think that our farming practices have got to change. I mean, there are some real leaders in farming practice who are farming with less water and less or no urea and more sustainable methods, looking after the land and their animals better. And I documented some of that in my Good Farm Stories website last year. But there is still a lot of farming in New Zealand that isn't aware of those principles, you know, having impact on rivers, both in the amount of water they take and in the amount of gunk that they allow to go into it. And I think our markets, our food markets, are already demanding sustainable production. And that is a challenge that New Zealand could pick up and do very well out of comparatively with the rest of the world if it chose to.
Jeanette, thank you. Thank you for the time that you put into New Zealand. And you're obviously a great politician, fearsome indeed. When do you clock out exactly?
2 weeks.
Two weeks?
I understand the House will give me time to give my valedictory speech on Wednesday the 10th.
Can't wait for that.
Just before dinner time. And Thursday will be my last day.
So you got 2 weeks to use the swimming pool and the beehive. Do you enjoy that?
I once went to the swimming pool and I thought it absolutely can't compare with the river at the farm. So I haven't used it since.
Hey, nice talking, and go well.
Thank you.
Okay, catch up. Right, that is Jeanette Fitzsimmons there announcing the fact yesterday that she will be stepping down from politics in 2 weeks' time. Great woman, really. Hey, regardless of what your political persuasion is, I think Jeanette's very... and she often comes out at the top of the polls as far as preferred prime minister or person that you trust the most, all those sorts of things.
This has been a Breakfast with Spanky podcast, thanks to RDU 98.5 FM. To find out more, go to rdu.org.nz.